is the original travel influencer, the proprietor of the excellent, the most excellent travel website, so comprehensive, JohnnyJet.com. Here's Johnny. Good morning, John, and I speak to you from Chicago, where United Airlines has issued a Midwest winter weather travel waiver for December 21, 22, and 23. It's going to be a rough few days, isn't it?
Oh, they've been rolling in. They've been issuing these for at least 2 or 3 days. I've written about it, not only for the Chicago and the Midwest area, but also the East Coast. And even they did one for the first time I've ever seen one just for Texas, and had like almost a dozen airports in Texas. So this is a big storm or storms. I just turned on the TV this morning when I came down to the kitchen, and the first story was, if you're going to be flying to Chicago today, this is a local news in Los Angeles, not today, this week, you might want to reconsider, and and other parts of the country. So yes, this is going to be a big one.
The United travel waiver allows for voluntary changes for travel to, from, or through certain airports. So that means you get that change free, correct?
Correct. So fortunately, the one good thing about COVID is that it did away with change fees. So if you ever changed your ticket, you'd have to pay, you know, usually around $200 on top of change fees. So if I bought a ticket Chicago to New York for $75 3 months ago, and then, you know, 2 days before that price is up to $300, you'd still have to pay that $225 change fee, or $200 to change that ticket on top of the $200 change fee. Now, with these travel waivers, you get it free. There's no cost. So even if you bought a higher price. Actually, I was supposed to fly this last week between L.A. to Chicago to White Plains, New York, and that flight was oversold. So they said, would you like to get on the nonstop to New York, which was much more expensive, and they do it for free because they had a travel waiver because of that flight was oversold. But because the weather is bad, and they're offering these travel waivers, and I tell people actually to do it because, you know, there's not so many empty seats right now to go around, and you better jump on it, because if you go to the airport and try and stick it out and that flight gets canceled, you know, by then there's going to be almost all the other seats are going to be taken. So if you want the desired time you want and try and get out right after the storm, I would look at the weather, find out when the storm's going to end, and then do it for the next day.
On JohnnyJet.com, that's J-O-H-N-N-Y, JohnnyJet.com, one of the features I always read, 12 things in travel you need to know today. And one of your posts, I think it was from USA Today, it was very interesting. You listed the top 10 airports with the most cancellations around the holidays. Number one was Aspen, number two, Charleston. Chicago was number six on the list. Newark was number seven, and LaGuardia, eight. But I imagine in the next week or so, the list, everybody will be tied for number one, probably. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see Aspen in there as number one, although I've been to Aspen, the 2 times I've been to Aspen, my flight was either delayed or canceled because, you know, up in the mountains, the weather is so shady, and I had to scramble to rent a car to drive to Denver to make my connection. So, yeah, I think a lot of the airports this week, especially in the Midwest and where these waivers are, you know, if the meteorologists are right, they're not always right. So there could, you know, there might not be a huge storm, but these days they tend to be because of technology.
You mentioned rental cars. The rates for car rentals are not as volatile as they were during much of the last year. What have you heard or what have you reported lately on that?
You know, I was speaking to an executive for a car rental, and they said, you know what, it all depends on the market and the location, so, and the time of year. So if there's a holiday, and, you know, we're going to Hawaii in a couple weeks, it's right after the holidays. I didn't check for the holidays, but if there was, that would be very difficult. But I was able to find one in Maui, which is one of the toughest markets to find car rentals. So they've gotten better. They've definitely, and the price wasn't crazy like it used to be. So I think there's good news there.
You should sign up for that free Johnny Jet newsletter. It is really informative. JohnnyJet.com for that. John, did I imagine this, or was I hearing a report that airfares were actually coming down a little bit lately?
Well, I actually wrote about that in my you know, I was just checking airfares. We had to cancel our trip. We were supposed to fly a few times this past week, but we all had COVID 2 weeks ago. My wife is still suffering from it.
Oh, no.
And she has sinusitis. So we had to cancel. And I was going to buy new tickets. You know, I told people, I'm sure I told your listeners months ago, it might have been March or April, I bought the cheapest tickets ever, LA to Toronto for like 6,000 miles each, which is incredible. Of course, we had to change the tickets, and then I get the worst deal ever because I waited to the last minute. But then I just checked again this week because I thought maybe, you know what, we could go in a few days. And the prices, especially using miles from LA to Toronto, was only 9,000. Only 9,000 or 13,000, all depending on the route you want to take it, which is an incredible deal. So, and also cash prices weren't as bad as they once were. So, if you're not traveling because it was really high, the prices, you know, I would just check it out this week. Although now we got this major snowstorm coming, so. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you're going, unless you want to come out here to LA where it's going to be 80 degrees on Christmas.
Sounds nice right now, looking at our forecast here. What does that mean for spring vacation prices? What do you think?
I think now is the time to start pricing them out. And if you find a good deal, get it. I mean, set a fare alert. I always set fare alerts even after I purchase the tickets. That way, if the price goes down, you can then cancel those tickets and rebook because they're not charging these change fees. And you can use that credit towards another trip later in the year. But I do think the spring prices, depending on the dates, I mean, the one good thing about spring break is that it's different for everyone. So you should be able to find some deals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But look now, as you know, there's been a rebound in business travel lately. Is that why hotel rates are still way high?
You know what? The rebound isn't as strong as they thought it was going to be. And I don't think that's why the hotel rates are just there's so much leisure demand. So many people just want to get out and travel right now. Business travel is coming back, although people aren't traveling this week or next week or even in a few weeks. So this is a good time to hit business cities and try and get some hotels like New York City in early January. You'll find some incredible deals, even like $129 for nice hotels. But it is coming back. It's still taking a little bit longer, but the leisure demand is so high. That's where everyone's making their money right now. It used to be from business travelers. Mm-hmm. But and by the way, we were talking about car rentals. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention, make sure you reprice it out. I always keep pricing out my car rental. So you book far in advance, right when you make your plane tickets, book your car rental, and then every month just keep checking. So I mentioned Maui. The price in Maui actually dropped by almost 40%.
Wow.
And I booked months ago, and then a month before, it dropped. So I rebooked it. And I'm going to check again. But on the flip side, I booked a car rental for Toronto, and that price actually went up. So always just keep pricing it out.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good tip. In the news, of course, that plane in Hawaii with all the turbulence. And you wrote about this, kind of an interesting take on it. From the flight attendants talking about maybe climate change resulting in more frequent turbulence?
No, it wasn't from the flight attendants. I read it from, you know, some scientists. They've been talking about, you know what, it's getting rougher out there, and it might even get even rougher, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, especially for, I used to be afraid to fly. No one likes to be in turbulence, including the pilots. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, I was just speaking to my neighbor who's a pilot. He flies to Hawaii every week, at least once a week. And he said, you know, last week it was rough.
Yeah.
He said it was actually the roughest flight he's had, and he wasn't on that plane. He was going to Kona, not to Honolulu.
Yeah, I heard Peter Greenberg, the travel expert who you know, on Lisa Dent's show here yesterday afternoon, and this is crazy. I mean, he said that originally the rule on seatbelts, buckle up on takeoff and landing, it was designed because at the time that airplanes did not reach the high speeds they reach now on takeoff and landing. He says he doesn't buckle up on takeoff and landing because he thinks the plane's going so fast, if there was a sudden stop, it would break your pelvis. He always buckles up when you reach the cruising altitude. He stays buckled up in the air, but not on the ground. What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy.
Yeah, me too.
I know Peter. I've flown with Peter. I've sat next to Peter randomly on flights before, and I don't remember him ever not wearing it. But listen, Peter's been around a lot longer than I have. The guy has a photographic memory. He's an amazing person, and he is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a pilot. He's a firefighter, I know. But anyway, I don't think that's true because, first of all, if the flight attendants see you not wearing a seatbelt, they'll make you put it on.
Right.
And I think that's... You know what? I have to do my research, but yeah, I think it's crazy.
Get back to me on that because I can't get that out of my head, and I'm going to be flying. And I don't know if you want to put this in your newsletter or on your website, but I was really stressed out a couple of weeks ago going through airports, and at one point I was pulled out for a body check, and somebody from TSA gave me one of those... it's kind of a massage. It felt really good. I don't know if you want to on purpose just keep your phone in your pocket so you get one of those. But
oh boy, it's when they put the rubber glove on. You really got to get nervous.
Johnny Jett, what a story! The man was afraid to fly. Now he flies a zillion miles a year. Listen, I hope your wife feels better. And again, thanks for all the great travel information you give us here on the radio, Johnny, and hopefully I'll see you in the new year. Have a healthy one.
Oh, I hope so, and thank you for always having me on. I get so many subscribers because of you, and people always, even when I meet people, they're like, oh, I heard you on Bob Surratt. You're a national, you're a legend. You really are.
No, I'm just a myth, but I appreciate the kind words. It's johnnyjett.com, JOHNNY. Talk to you soon. Be well, and best to the family, Johnny.
You too.